Hey, Bob WP here, and welcome to the WordPress Way, a Do the Woo podcast show.
Hello, and welcome to the WordPress Way. It's Do the Woo time yet again. You're here with Abba Takor, and we're talking about all things WordPress, as you'd expect. But more importantly, we're talking about the new release, 6.6. Just out, and we've got lots of things to share. But also, in this episode, we thought we'd answer some of the questions that you've all been sending in about how to get involved, how to get past the worry about getting involved, and also some of the tips from people who have been engaged in the recent processes. So a little bit more different than our usual release series, but at the end of this year, in November, we'll be doing a reflection on all the releases of this year, and a bit more technical stuff too. So make sure you join us for that. In the studio today, well, we're doing some globetrotting again. We've got Meher Bala joining us direct from India. And we have Mary Baum joining us from the US. Hello, ladies.
Hello, ladies. Hey, everyone.
So thank you both for joining. I know you probably had quite a lot of 6.6 in your heads for the last few weeks. Meher, you've been the release coordinator for this major release and the first time as a release coordinator, not just shadowing. So much been a very exciting time. And Mary, you've been leading Marcoms and also being involved with some of the component stuff. So it's really great to have you both with us. And we're going to have some conversations today also about component maintainers. And those who listen regularly to the show know that we often talk about all the different ways that you can get involved with WordPress, because it is our software and our project. And that's for everybody, wherever you are around the world. So we're going to touch on those things a bit more.
Coming off a release coordinating of 6.5, I cannot be more proud of Meher, who did an absolutely phenomenal job with the release of 6.6. And it was not easy. And my heart just sings for the great job you did and for you in general. You are a rising star.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to the show. Going from Marcoms to 6.0 to a release coordinator, it's different, but it's new. It's something different in a release than doing Marcoms. So.
And I think that's one of the things we want to get across today, is that you don't have to just get involved in a release in the areas of where you are professionally working. It can also be in another area that you want to develop. And there are so many jobs in a release. It doesn't have to be just on the squad. A squad is an amazing place to be. But actually, it's a whole community that brings the release together. And there are so many opportunities. And Meher's going to share some of the testing ones a bit later in this show as well. So ladies, I'm going to start with some of my favorite things from the release. And, you know, as a docs, previous docs co-lead and Marcoms and having been involved in various other bits of the release, this time it was really interesting to be focusing a bit more on the component side and to see some of the things that people have been talking about and wanting, and we haven't quite got there as a community to achieve in previous releases, but to be in this one. So one of the things we're going to start with is the site editor experience in WordPress, because it really has transformed in recent releases. If you've not used WordPress in a little bit of time, go and check it out. It is so much easier, more intuitive, much more opportunities, and it really makes your creativity fly. So in 6.6, one of the big gains is this new side-by-side default layout when you want to view or edit pages, which really, if you're going to be not just writing and composing side, but if you're editing, you can't beat it. And also, it has advantages from a dev's perspective when you're building something. So we're going to touch on all those different aspects. I'm going to go to Mary, first of all. So Mary, I know that this new side-by-side default layout is something that you particularly enjoy. it really helps sometimes to get an example of how you can use it. Would you want to share some of the things that you've been using it for?
I just redid support inclusion in tech over the weekend, mostly the typography, and I've still got a couple of things, but I did change the theme to 2024, and we were already on 6.6. I'm using the grid layout on the homepage, extensive use of the font library from 6.5, and, you know, smoothed out and refined in 6.6. And we redid the header. We redid everything. And everything is so much smoother. I've never redone an entire design in a day.
It is a lot slicker and a lot quicker now with the new facilities that we have.
Slicker and quicker. And things take the first time.
Which is really important that it when you get things that work this when you first do it.
Yes. As somebody who has tried to estimate how long something is going to take and been off by a factor of 5 or 10 having to do things over.
Also with the layouts, Mary, you've been talking about negative spacing. Do you want to share a little bit about why that is useful? Because as a term, people might think, well, what is that?
Well, an example is that the way we're doing testimonials, when Stina Hughes is the founder of Support Inclusion in Tech, which does pair up WordCamp speakers with funding to get them travel. So when you've been picked to speak, then you can submit an application and get matched with a company who will underwrite your travel expenses on the same continent. So no flying over oceans at this moment to make the best use of the resources. But at any rate, we have testimonials on the homepage, and we have the person's name at one size and then underneath, which makes it a subhead instead of a kicker. Yes, I am a typography addict. And to get the little subhead close enough to the headline that they fit together as a unit, we need to make the top margin on the subhead is 0. And sometimes we need to make the bottom margin on the headline negative just to get them close enough together. In other cases, you might want to have two pictures overlapping. You need to have one or the other have margins that are perhaps, you know, -1 rem or -2 rems. To have them open, like, you know, let's say you want to do a Venn diagram, particularly a Venn diagram in a pattern where you will have text inside the parts of the circle that overlap and the parts that don't, that change. And for that matter, that you might have that as a locked pattern that you then, or a synced pattern that you then can override by changing that text and just have that ready to go.
WordPress 6.6 introduces these negative margins and the custom shadows, and it really does help you make those eye-popping designs. And because you can add them directly in the editor for the blocks that support those margin controls, you've got so much more flexibility. You know, you could do this before with theme.json allows you to, you know, create all these overlapping elements. But to be able to do it in the way we can do it now is so much quicker. And as Mary has said, it just keeps getting quicker and quicker. We also have these featured image blocks so that we can use customizable box shadows. And all of this just helps us to make these pages look a little bit better, but also gives a little bit more control to our end users. Speaking of end users, if you are wanting to know more about how to do something, or if you want to even write documentation for end users because you love a new feature, the documentation team will absolutely welcome you to come and help. And they're still working on the documentation for 6.6 as they do at every release, and their work is amazing, and they have contributors from across the world. So do get in touch if you want to be put into contact with them, and we'll put the links in the show guide as well. I'm just going to go over to Meher. Meher, obviously in a release like this, when you're not just, you're incorporating lots of the Gutenberg releases that have happened before, and you're hoping some things will land, you keep testing. What is that like, being release coordinator?
Being a release coordinator for any WordPress release, it's a little tough and exciting at the same time, because you have to keep a track on what is going to land and what is not going to land due to any tech issues, which will cause a lot of sites to stop working or break. The role of the release coordinator is just to check in with all the teams to make sure everything is on track. If something is getting pulled out from the release for whatever reasons, it's informed to the wall that, you know, before the release, this is not going to be there. So people don't have that expectation that they want to see this feature and the feature is not available.
And it is that moving feast, isn't it? And it really is that live environment, which is amazing, exciting, very stressful at times, I'm sure, but also being part of a bigger picture. So, Meher, before you joined as release coordinator, obviously you work as a senior developer already using WordPress. Did you know what was involved in a release? Did you have a concept of how it came together and the amount of people that were involved and the amount of testing that it included?
Right now, yes, because I have been a part of multiple releases in the past. But when I first came into the release in 5.6 in the documentation team, I was not aware of what goes into a release. I used to read occasionally the release parties, because sometimes it gets too late at my end. Occasionally just used to read it, but not participate. But from 5.6, I became part of the squad. I got to know which teams are there, what roles do individuals play, and how does the entire release take place. Becoming a release coordinator was helpful, because I've already done a lot of releases as a Markom's co-lead after 5.7. It was a new experiment.
And I think it really does make a difference if you've shadowed before. I think I've been involved now in releases since 4.7. And every release you learn more. And you learn from other people, which is one of the beauties of working and contributing to WordPress, is that you have that opportunity. And the same with WooCommerce. We've got a fantastic community growing around us and the Do The Woo. And being part of that learning experience for yourself as well as others is a challenge, but it's also very, very satisfying. So, Meher, when you put together a release like the ones that you've been just doing recently, what's the feeling when, you know, as a developer then, that you take your release hat off and you go back to look at the release? As a developer, what is the feeling that you have when you first find a new WordPress release?
As a developer, once a release is out, for me, it is like, what new I can implement in my existing client site? How can I make it better? Or what can I propose to a new client who's coming to me with issues from their website? How can I make things better for the end user? Be it a e-commerce site, be it a blog site, be it a magazine site, be it just a simple brochure site. So each new feature of any release helps me think how certain aspects can be better website, and how it can help the user.
So really, it's an opportunity. And do you think that looking at that, if you're a storefront with a website on Woo, or a cat blogger, or anybody who uses WordPress, people who use it as their detailed international intranet, that actually releases present those opportunities, and maybe not for the immediate, but something that they can take up later on?
Yes, like not all the features help instantly, but there will be some features which will work as soon as the release ends and, you know, in the day-to-day life of a developer or a user or a person who's just using WordPress to share their updates.
Now, I know, Maher, you use a lot of the Gutenberg releases and some of them before they go into core as well. What do you see as the main advantage for people now that we do get so many Gutenberg releases coming into core and being part of that major release?
I have only a couple of sites which I use direct Gutenberg on. The others, all features come when added to the WordPress core. For the sites which I'm using Gutenberg, it's like an experiment, you know, to see what advantage will these bring when it's added to the code.
And I think that's a good way of looking at it. It's a way of helping people really understand what's there, experiment if they'd like to beforehand. But once it becomes part of core, it is much more seamless. And having that is a great thing. So in 6.6, we have this automatic plugin rollbacks now. And that plugin management that we have really does make it so much safer to be able to try new things, try the plugins. I'm going to go to you, Mary, because I know this is something that you've been really wanting to see in WordPress.
Yeah, I've tested it a bit and I have some involvement and been watching the ticket. The kicker is that it is not optional. If a plugin update, automatic or otherwise, but I think mostly automatic, if something happens and you get a fatal error with an automatic plugin update, it automatically will revert to the plugin version that worked. So there's no reason not to turn on auto updates. And that in turn makes not only your site, but the entire web more secure. It just does. And I'm saying that personally because the official position is not to claim that plugin updates necessarily make sites more secure. The fact is, well, particularly now when a lot of security issues are not coming from outdated plugins, they're coming from compromised credentials. The fact is that abandoned plugins, you know, and in this case, I'm going to say abandoned by the site owner who's not updating them. The plugins are doing a fine job of keeping everything updated. If you, for whatever reason, are not checking in with your site regularly and updating plugins, updating themes, updating core, you do become vulnerable. Because let's face it, at 43% of the web, we are the open web's last great hope. We are the open web. So it's up to us to make it as easy as possible to keep sites current and to keep security up. It's that simple. And this is a way for upgrading everything to be a no-brainer.
Thanks, Mary. And Mary, you're also a component maintainer. In fact, we both have a couple of components in common too. Can we both contribute to some of those maintaining? And I was very excited to see some of the bulk edit component maintainers items in this time and to see things that we've been really wanting to move forward actually getting there. So, Mary, could you just share, you know, why people should volunteer to help on a component?
Again, it's everything we can keep maintained and keep updated, we contribute to the security of the open web. Somebody once said to me, why do I volunteer, you know, my time to organizations I care about? Because I am selfish and greedy and it makes me feel good.
But also it improves what we're doing. So if you are thinking that there's tickets that you want to see and they're all in the same area, then have a look at what that component is. Is this something that you can help? There's normally quite a few maintainers for each component. They all have different skills. Sometimes you're just trying to get people to collaborate on something and help push something forward. Other times you're looking at the code. Sometimes you're looking at patches. There is so much variety that you can get involved with. And we'll put a link in the show notes to some of those places too. And we'll put a little bit of a guide as well about how you can get involved with that. Because at Do The Woo, we try to be part of that collaboration and encouragement journey as well.
What I'm saying is, if you want to be a part of any component and you don't know how where to get started, or you don't want to ask question because you feel that it may not be the right appropriate question, but I will always encourage you to ask questions, because all questions are great questions. There's a lot of documentation in the handbook which helps a normal user or beginner user to get started with how to submit a patch, or how to take a look at the number of components we have, because we have a lot of components which goes into the entire WordPress software. So just ask questions or just read the handbook and you get answers. Otherwise, you can always put your questions on the Make WordPress Slack and someone will respond and guide you to the right documentation.
Also, the next time you're in the admin, click on what's new and you'll see four things. You'll see the credits, you'll see the four freedoms, you'll see something else, but there's a fourth button called Get Involved. That was a ticket that was opened more than 10 years ago by a friend of someone who was recently marketing team rep, and it was just committed a year ago by one of our co-maintainers. So there's another reason to become a component maintainer. And if you click on that button, there will be a bunch of concrete steps you can take.
Absolutely. And also, if you're in the admin and you can see on the right-hand side, details of meetups. Now, there's WordPress meetups all over the place and all over the world. And it's a great way to get involved and find out more. And many of the meetups at the moment are doing features on 6.6. So make sure you check those out too. We're going to have some links in the show notes too, to a wonderful video by Anne, who normally joins us for these releases and unfortunately can't be here today, and all about negative margins, grid block and custom shadows. And it's well worth a look. There's also a lot more resources about things like 6.6. There's the field guide that comes out with every single release, and that links to all the different documentation about items in that release. If you're a developer, it is the place that you need to be. If you're an end user, it's a great way to learn. And if you want to just start contributing to WordPress, it's a wonderful place to actually learn how WordPress works and be part of that solution too. So for 6.6, there were 299 core track tickets. And 108 of these were enhancements and feature requests. That's quite a significant number. There were 16 tickets focused on performance, 24 on accessibility, and 15 on modernizing code and applying coding standards. This is what it takes to go into a release. These tickets are from people all over the world, people who have contributed for different skill sets. We're now looking at volunteers for 6.7. Again, we'll put the link in the show notes. If you think, actually, maybe I can get involved too, like all three of the people who are on this podcast today, we've all shadowed, we've all been involved with testing and got involved in different aspects of a release. You only get involved in a way that has to suit you. You do not have to take on things that you're not happy with or involve a commitment that you don't feel that you could do at this time.
The way I got involved was sometime in 2018 or 19, I just started keeping my desktop Slack app open and I would look at it occasionally, you know, just with my left eye. And gradually I started seeing something that I felt like I could comment on or ask a question about. And so I did. And look at us three now. Look at us four now.
There are lots of ways, as Mary said, and for anybody who's not, and we do love all of your messages after shows have been out. And I know there's people have said about, you know, what are these notifications? What are these Slack channels? And we will try to continue putting those links to that, not just in the show notes, but also we try to contribute in other Slacks in the Make WordPress community. And also your local community is wanting to do something and you're not sure, get in touch and we'll try and help. And more importantly, we want to try and boost the voices of different communities that don't always get airtime. So if you feel that yours hasn't and you're doing something exciting with a release or something exciting in WooCommerce, do let me know. And I can be contacted through Do The Woo on the Make WordPress Slack or on Twitter on Nonstop News UK. I'm going to jump back to the 6.6 again because there's still loads of features we want to tell you about. So I'm going to jump over to Maher. Maher, in terms of this particular release, we've looked at pattern management. And one of the things that I thought was really good was that 6.6 makes it easier for users with classic themes now to manage the patterns on their site. I know you feel very strongly about WordPress keeping and allowing people who have older versions to a degree to still use it and to be able to advance and improve and update, but in a way that they feel supported. Do you think that's how we're going? Do you think that things like this, the pattern management and classic themes, is going to help people to move over to things like the block editor?
Yes, having patterns support classic themes will encourage the people who are using classic themes to slowly and steady think and migrate to full site editing and make them a bit confident that what they do in classic editor, they will be able to do equally or more better with full site editing. So it is the hope giving to classic editor people that they will gradually with time move to full site editing.
And I think having that pathway is actually really helpful. So if you've not tried block editor yet, either in your WordPress or your WooCommerce environment, have a look at some of these updates. And it is, as Maher has really well explained, it is an easier route and will give you more confidence. The other thing that is also, I know, very close to Mary's heart is this idea that you can mix and match styles now and colors and typography in WordPress 6.6. So before I just go to Mary on that, I'm going to give a shout out to the developer blog. So Justin Tadlock has done a wonderful feature on the blog, which came out a few days ago, all about how to do this. It's a great tutorial. I've been through it from both the editorial team, but also trying it as a WordPress user. And I've had great fun registering color variations and following Justin's example of creating an emerald color palette. So that is the developer blog, and it's developer.wordpress.org. I'm going to just go over to Mary so she can tell you a little bit about why all these things and all these new typography and styles and colors make WordPress such a better tool to use.
I am a certifiable typography addict from the age of 14, which is 50 years for me. And it has never been easier to use really quality typefaces. Google Fonts, yes. And there are a lot of great typefaces on Google Fonts. There are also great typefaces on Adobe Type. And if you have any sort of Creative Cloud subscription, you have everything available to you on Adobe Type. And that's slightly complex, and then there's a new Monotype type subscription where you know, for various not horribly expensive amounts of a year, you can actually download font files that you can then upload to the font folder right in the font management interface in the block editor and have almost anything you want. I mean, from major foundries like Monotype and Linotype, you know, places that have been around for 100 years, but also current contemporary foundries like Latinotype and new places like Set Sail Studios and any little type fad you want to follow, from, you know, the current serif fonts with ligatures and loopy roundy type or brutalist or whatever. Just amazing. Those are now available in your WordPress site, and you do not have to write one line of code that enqueued a style. But you don't even have to do that anymore. Furthermore, your admin clients and those people we call site builders who, you know, buy a theme and install it and buy plugins and install them, those people in the block editor now also can control the type. And you can control colors and list any type you want in theme JSON. There's a whole new world out there. And frankly, I should be in a 12-step program about all of it.
It is a very exciting time in WordPress, isn't it? And if you've never discovered it, this is the time to come and have a look at it and see how it can support your WooCommerce journey too. So we've also, in this release, we have lots of things on API. So do check out the field guide, and the links will be in the show notes about that. Also, just a reminder that support for PHP 7.0 and 7.1 is dropped in WordPress 6.6. So the minimum supported version of PHP from WordPress 6.6 is 7.2.24, but the recommended version of PHP for WordPress 6.6 remains at 7.4 or greater. So do check the back end of your website, see what PHP you're running. If it's controlled by your host, have a look if they can upgrade it for you. And it, just as Mary's talked about, it helps to make a more efficient and secure web as well. So I'm going to go back to Meher. Meher, in this release, as in all releases, we have improvements in internationalization. And we also have lots of polyglots that are involved after every release. What do these volunteer translators have to do with a release?
The volunteer translators help the release by translating the new version of WordPress into different languages, because the 45%, 46% of the web which uses WordPress doesn't always use English as a default language. There are many websites out there which uses WordPress in its own language. For example, in French, in Hindi, in Spanish, in different languages. So when a release is published, the same English words have to be translated in multiple languages. So these translators, volunteers, help to translate and keep the release up to date, so that when a non-English website uses WordPress updates, it doesn't break all of a sudden and from Spanish everything goes into English. It just makes sure that whatever language you are using WordPress in has the right language for the new version.
And thank you, Meher, and a very, very big shout out to all those polyglots who have been working around the clock, for many of them, to translate the latest release. Their work is just amazing, and you can get involved with that too. See, there's so many ways you can get involved, and we'll put that in the show links. The show links are getting bigger and bigger at this rate, but that's, as we said earlier, is how we like to do it at Do The Woo. We like to be part of your journey and hopefully learn alongside you, but also help you navigate the learning process. Talking about learning, there is the learn.wordpress.org, and people who follow this show know that we love to highlight this, and we'll be doing something on this with and focusing on releases in the summer as well. So do come back and see what we're doing on that. Just a few quick hits on the release if you haven't caught them already. There's a new version of React, and that's available in WordPress 6.6. So do again check out the field guide, and because this is the place that you will get all the details that you need about it. There is lots of preparation help too for the React 19 upgrade. So if you're a dev and you're not quite sure what this is going to involve, Make WordPress Core has got it covered. One of the things that we often get asked is, how do you get involved with some of these things when you work or you live in different time zones? So just with the two guests that we have on today, they are in completely, utterly different time zones. Meher, what time is it for you right now?
Right now, as we record this podcast, it is 10:41 p.m. at my end.
And Mary, what time is it for you?
It is 12:11 p.m., so just about noon.
And for Bob and I on the show at the moment, it is just about 6:15 in the evening. So just this little microcosm will show you that you do not have to be in the same time zone. Some things can be harder when you're not. But there is a proposal, and it's just been published by Joe McGill, the current Core team rep, about what time should the dev chat be for 6.7. We will put a link to that because they do want your views. And also, if you are not able to join anything like the developers chat or any of the live experiences that exist around a release, then you can contribute async. And I'm going to go to Meher first. Meher, you're often in a completely different time zone, and sometimes I never can keep up with which time zone you're actually working in at the moment. But just if you could share us all your final thoughts, really, why is contributing async worth doing?
The time for each release, good for the Europeans as well as the Americans. It's not really good for the Asians, but for 6.7, as a lot of folks in the release are from the Asian countries, they're trying and see if they can schedule the release parties in a better time zone for Asia. And if you can join those parties, you can come to know how the release cycle goes. If you cannot, you're always most welcome to contribute async. You can test out the release cycle async. And if you find some major bugs or your test website crashes or it just doesn't load, you can always create a track ticket or leave it on the code channel what exactly happened when you updated something. And someone will definitely help you when it is a good time in the European and American side. One of the reasons I encourage people to participate whether async or at the given time of the release is because you are helping the release be better when it is officially released. A lot of people say that there is a bug when a release happens. But if you want to help solve the bugs, come be a part of the release cycle and let's avoid that. Let's try and see if we can avoid that as possible and make WordPress better than we did, because that's how we grow in the entire world.
I love that answer, Meher. Thank you very much. I think that's just perfect. And as Meher said, it really is important. So Mary, you've worked in the US predominantly and worked in normally the US different time zones. What has it been like to actually work globally in the way that you have in Core, in other teams as well? And what do you think makes it special about WordPress?
One thing, it's really efficient. I can draft a post, like a release post or a the thing about coordination or a proposal in my evening and tell people it's there on Slack and wake up to feedback. When I work on the dev blog, same thing. In my afternoon and evening, people are often asleep. They wake up when I'm asleep. When I wake up, things have moved forward. That's pretty nice. And I know that it's one thing that we think of across the project is essentially it's a way to cover questions. Certainly on the support forums, it's a way to get questions answered from users 24/7 because everybody has different holidays. Everybody has different days of the week that they're unavailable. I mean, even the conception of a weekend is different. There are people who are definitely off on Sundays and definitely off on Saturdays and definitely off on Fridays. And that means there are also people who start their week on Sunday and people who start their week on Monday. I'm not sure of anybody who starts their week on Tuesday. Well, me occasionally, and people who work at country clubs in the U.S. But it means that there's always something happening and things are moving forward.
Absolutely. It's the idea that there is constantly something that you can get involved with and moving forward. And if you've not had a go yet, give it a go. You can join people all over the world. And you can definitely do that here with us at the WordPress Way. Thank you for joining us today for this. And I hope you've found out some more about 6.6. Hope it's made you really want to go and try it. We're already working on 6.7 and what we're going to be doing for Do the Woo. So as usual, please send us your items for what you'd like to see highlighted, how you would like to get involved, that you'll want to know more about. And the joy we've had at Do the Woo is putting people in touch with the various groups, the right squad that they need to talk to. And it's been a real joy when we've had that, particularly from the areas where they haven't had contributors before. So please keep doing that. We're here to support you from Do the Woo. All that remains for me is to thank our two guests, Mary Baum and Meher as well. And it's just been wonderful to be sitting here talking to you about 6.6. I want to do a shout out to everyone who helped prepare for this as well today and who sent in suggestions and information. And of course, to Bob, who really is an energetic enthusiast for us, getting those voices that we don't always hear and for spreading that international message. So thank you for joining us. Do come and check out 6.7 when it lands later next year. Get involved with the 6.7 team and we'll have all those links on the show notes. But for now, it's goodbye from me and I'll let our guests say their farewells too.
Well, thank you very much, Abba and Bob and Meher. And we'll catch you on the flip side.
Thank you to Abba. Thank you to Bob for having us. Thank you to Mary for being with me in this podcast. To all the great listeners out there, go try out 6.6 and come be a part of 6.7.
And if you're new and have just discovered these releases and you actually get involved from what we've been trying to put out there, then let us know. We always want to feature things like that and to help encourage. So catch you next time.